A series of suspected overdose deaths over the holiday long weekend has led Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health to release a health alert on stronger-than-usual substances circulating through Guelph. On September 7, WDG Public Health reported 3 suspected overdose deaths in the past 4 days and 5 suspected overdoses in the past 5 days. This year, the number of suspected substance-related deaths reported to public health has been 16. Danny Williamson, a communication specialist at WDG Public Health, explains in an email the deaths were reported by police into public health's fast overdose reporting system. These deaths are still under investigation and are not confirmed overdose deaths, but fentanyl, strong opioid are believed to be involved in all 3, said Williamson. With no reports about texture or color of the suspected strong fentanyl or strong opioid, Williamson adds it's tough to say definitively what people in the community should be looking out for. It's usually best to advocate to practice harm reduction strategies and to not use alone if possible. It's impossible to know how your body will react, as there are so many factors to account for here. To reduce the risk of an overdose, public health also advises residents to carry naloxone, start with a lower dose than normal of a newly purchased substance and to use the consumption treatment sites, CTS, supervised by health professionals at the Guelph Community Health Center. The Guelph Community Health Center CTS hours are open Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with last entry at 4 p.m. Residents who are using alone can contact a free and anonymous service, called the National Overdose Response Service, at 1-888-688-NORS-6677. For more information, go to wdgpublichealth.ca.